This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Mozabil, active ingredient, plerixafor. This leaflet provides important information about using Mozabil. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Mozabil. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Mozabil? Mozabil contains the active ingredient plerixafor. Mozabil is in a class of medicines called hematopoietic stem cell mobilizers. Mozabil is a targeted and reversible blocker of a receptor which is present on many cells in the body, but particularly blood stem cells. Blood stem cells are the cells which give rise to all the cells in your blood, red cells which carry oxygen from the lungs to the tissues, white cells which fight infections, and platelets which stop bleeding. In the case of blood stem cells, this receptor ties the blood stem cells to the bone marrow. If this tie is broken, the stem cells will float out into the blood flowing in your blood vessels, arteries and veins, where they can then be collected by a process called apheresis. Apheresis involves the insertion of a tube into a vein. Blood is then sucked out into a machine which collects the cells wanted. In your case, the stem cells and the unneeded cells are returned back into your veins. Mozabil is used to improve the release or mobilization of blood stem cells into your bloodstream, allowing their collection by apheresis, following which they will be frozen and stored until they are transplanted back to you when you need them to regenerate your bone marrow and blood. In studies which have been carried out with Mozabil, it was used with GCSF, granulocyte colony stimulating factor, another medicine which is used to mobilize stem cells into the bloodstream. What should I know before I use Mozabil? Warnings. Do not use Mozabil if you are allergic to plerixafor or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, including heart problems, kidney problems, high platelet counts, have a history of feeling faint or lightheaded on standing or sitting, or have fainted before upon injections. If you are under 18 years of age, the effects of Mozabil on children and adolescents have not been studied. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. You should not use Mozabil if you are pregnant. There are no adequate clinical trials with Mozabil in pregnant women. Tell your doctor if you think you may be or are planning to become pregnant. It is recommended that you use contraception if you are of childbearing age during Mozabil use and for 1 week after cessation of treatment. Men treated with Mozabil should use effective contraception during treatment and for 1 week after cessation of treatment. You should not breastfeed if you are being treated with Mozabil. It is not known if Mozabil is excreted in human milk. Use in children. There is limited experience with Mozabil in children. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Mozabil in children. If you have any questions about using Mozabil, ask your doctor. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Mozabil and affect how it works. Check with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Mozabil. How do I use Mozabil? How much to use? The usual dose of Mozabil is 240 microgram per kilogram body weight by subcutaneous injection under your skin. Mozabil should be administered 6 to 11 hours before it is planned to start collecting blood stem cells by apheresis. The dose you will be given will depend on your weight. In order to calculate the dose of Mozabil to be given to you, your weight must be measured. This should be done within a week of your first Mozabil dose. If you have moderate or severe kidney problems, your doctor will reduce the dose. Mozabil will be administrated given to you by a trained healthcare professional in a hospital or a clinic. When to use Mozabil? It usually only needs to be given on 2 to 4 consecutive days, but occasionally has been given for up to 7 consecutive days. The treatment with Mozobil will last until enough stem cells have been collected by apheresis for you to be able to have a transplant. In a few cases, enough stem cells may not be collected, and the collection attempt will be stopped. How to use Mozobil? The decision to treat you with Mozobil should be made by a doctor experienced in cancers or blood diseases. Your medicine will be given to you by a doctor or a nurse in a hospital. Mobilization, release of blood stem cells into your bloodstream will be started by first giving you G-CSF per your doctor's recommendation. If you want to know more about G-CSF, please ask your doctor. If you are given too much Mozobil, there have been no reported overdoses of Mozobil. Based on data in a small number of patients, doses up to 480 microgram per kilogram body weight have shown to be safe. If you think you have been given a bigger dose than recommended, you should tell your doctor immediately. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If too much Mozobil has been injected, or it goes into a vein, you may have a serious allergic reaction. Your treating physician is trained to work out the correct dose and to contact the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 in Australia or 0800764766 in New Zealand in case of an overdose. What should I know while using Mozobil? Things you should do. Keep appointments with your treating doctor or clinic. It is important to have the treatment with Mozobil at the appropriate times to make sure the medicine has the best chance of providing treatment for the condition. Have any tests when your treating doctor says to. You may experience short-lived abnormal blood laboratory results such as a raised white blood cell count or low platelet levels. Your treating doctor may recommend to perform blood tests to monitor your blood cell count. Remind any doctor, nurse, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Mozobil. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Mozobil affects you. The effect of Mozobil on your ability to drive the car or operate machinery has not been studied. Make sure that you know how you react to Mozobil before you drive the car or operate machinery or do anything else that may be dangerous. If you are dizzy, lightheaded, tired, or drowsy, looking after your medicine. Your medicine will be stored at the hospital. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Once a vial has been opened, it must be used immediately or disposed of because it does not contain any preservative. The doctor or nurse will check that the product has not passed its expiry date. Mozobil should not be used if there are particles in it. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Medicines should not be disposed of via wastewater or household waste. Ask your pharmacist how to dispose of medicines no longer required. These measures will help to protect the environment. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Gut-related. Diarrhea. Feeling sick. Flatulence. Constipation. Indigestion. Vomiting. Stomach symptoms such as pain, swelling, or discomfort. Injection-related. Injection site redness or irritation. Muscle, bone and joint-related. Joint pains, pains in the muscles and bones, nervous system related, headache, dizziness, numbness around the mouth, dry mouth, sweating, brain related, difficulty sleeping, strange dreams and nightmares, general side effects, feeling tight or unwell, generalized redness of the skin. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction related. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Hives. Nervous system related. Fainting. Liver related. Yellowing of the skin and eyes. Jaundice. Spleen related. A pain in the upper left abdomen, belly, or at the tip of your shoulder. What to do? call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Severe gastrointestinal problems like diarrhea, vomiting, tummy pain and feeling sick are rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Heart attacks. In studies, patients with risk factors for a heart attack uncommonly suffered heart attacks after being given Mosibil and G-CSF. It seems unlikely that Mosibil increases the risk of having a heart attack because only one of these heart attacks occurred close to the use of Mosibil, and most of these patients were known to have risk factors for having a heart attack. Pins and needles and numbness. Pins and needles and numbness are common in patients being treated for cancers. In the clinical studies carried out with Mosibil and G-CSF compared to G-CSF alone for mobilizing blood stem cells, there was no difference in the pins and needles and numbness experienced whether or not the patients were given Mosibil. About 1 in 5. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems in Australia, New Zealand at https://pofhealth.my.site.com/calmreportand/s/. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Mosibil contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Plerixafor. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium chloride. Hydrochloric acid. Sodium hydroxide, if needed. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Mosibil looks like. Mosibil is supplied as a solution for injection in a 2.0 milliliter glass vial. Each vial contains 24 mg plerixafor in 1.2 milliliter solution. Each pack contains one vial with clear colorless or pale yellow liquid, OSTAR 1, 5, 8, 4, 2, 3. Who distributes Mosibil? Distributed in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Free call 1-800-818-806. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. Distributed in New Zealand by Pharmacy Retailing, NZ Limited T/A Healthcare Logistics. P.O. Box 62027. Sylvia Park, Auckland 16444. Free call 0800283684. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. Mosibil is a registered trademark of Genzyme Corporation, USA. This leaflet was prepared in May 2025. Mosibil CCDS V10 Mivate-22 May 25.